Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday. Don't know where that's been. From 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, or for our Hispanic people out there in LA, numero uno. We like it. What? Not dos, not tres, uno. Anyway, we're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. So you can find us everywhere. Yeah. It'd be nice if people could hear you, but until I unsilence you, don't forget I have the control. That's why it's Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Anyway.
Fantastic.
There, I'll turn it on.
For What's you. Up?
Be nice.
How's everyone doing today?
Just lovely.
All right.
How you guys doing?
I'm a little tired. I had to walk up some stairs, like two, which is a lot. Yeah.
That's enough cardio.
That's enough cardio for like two stairs.
Two stairs. I hear you on that one. All right. This is Jenny or Jennifer DeVoe. You can find me on Facebook. This is James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse.
What's up, everybody?
You can also find us on our page, Jenny and the Muse. And not confused with Jenny and the Mexicans, because if you type in Jenny and the, it wants to try to go, and you put an M, it wants to go Jenny and the Mexicans. I'm like, no.
What, is that a group?
I have a lot of friends that are Mexican.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I
but
really
enough
do.
To be a
like,
band?
Alejandra Arellano.
Enough to be a band.
Yes, a couple of bands,
actually,
several bands.
Many bands.
A lot of bands.
A lot of the, like several of the bands that I manage are all Hispanic.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What was it? Satanic Johnny. They're all Hispanic except for
Tom Hispanic?
And Ilya.
Yeah, Ilya's Russian, right?
Ilya's Russian.
Right.
Oh, geez.
And Tom's just a white dude.
Just a white
guy. Regular right. European white guy.
He a cracker. He's a saltine.
He Ritz.
Not a Ritz, no. He's a Triscuit. No. He's a wheat thin.
Oh,
he's really tall and skinny. He's a wheat thin. Wheat.
What's the one? Goddamn. What's the one? What's the other one? You remind me of Donald Trump. What's the goddamn crack?
Cheetos?
Cheez-it?
No, oh sorry,
Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its.
I call him Cheeto Head.
Yeah.
And this over in the corner,
is
where you can't see her because she's hiding behind the guests today, is the Blesbian.
Silent Giggles.
AKA Silent Giggles. Her name's great. Actually Tashina Saunders, if you're trying to stalk her.
Address and phone number, please.
Maybe her ex-girlfriends. I don't know.
Her social security number is.
That's why I call her the Blesbian.
Bank account number.
And we finally got in the studio, Warrior Dave.
Dave.
He is very influential and a big part of the music community here in Los Angeles.
Yes,
you don't know who he is, you need to know who he is. Ooh. It's Warrior Dave.
Warrior Dave.
Or Dave WD on Facebook. Warrior Dave. So if you need help getting booked on a show, and I don't want to book you, you can hit him up. I'm just kidding. I'm being an asshole. I give most bands at least one chance. If you really suck dick, I might not book you again. If you're amazing, I'll just keep booking you.
How are we on this radio then?
Yeah.
Because you guys were fucking amazing.
Oh, really? Jesus.
You sounded great. These guys, this is With Liberty.
Hi, by the
They're
way.
They're a punk rock band out of, was it?
Panorama
City. City. Which is right here in the valley,
Street,
right?
Yeah,
right? Yep. Which is nice. They're here, San Fernando Valley. They're representing.
Don't look at the mall, though.
Don't look at
the
mall.
Let's just ignore the mall.
Panorama.
The one with the Walmart in it?
What are you talking about? I have no idea.
Does it still have a Walmart?
Yeah, it still has a Walmart.
It's actually still there?
It's still there. Yeah.
What's that Hispanic restaurant out in front of there?
Gone. It's a giant car lot now.
Jesus Christ. Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be that was one. Soon.
Those were two of my only like favorite parts of that whole fucking mall. Was that? Oh wait, isn't there like Wendy's or some shit out back of there?
There's still the Wendy's. Oh, shout out to that Wendy's.
Fuck yeah, Wendy's.
Baconator.
Behind the Panorama City Mall.
Baconator.
Shout out to you.
That shit is
OG
good.
4 for 4s, by the way.
Give us all some free Wendy's just for talking about you on fucking my show.
They'll probably just roast us on Twitter.
Yeah, probably.
We like their chili. Chili's good.
Oh, the chili's good.
As long as they're fucking roasting me something, I don't give a fuck what it is.
True.
You can
roast
me,
roast some burgers.
Yeah, true.
Roast some shit.
Ooh, and some Frosties, too.
All right. we've had some exciting shit going on this last week or so.
Man, we were freaking busy. God.
Just since last fucking Wednesday. Let's see. We do like a little recap and then we talk about the shows coming up real quick. Let's see. Wednesday, May 22nd at the CIA. We had some really great fucking bands. Our second show had a bigger turnout this time. Very happy.
Yeah.
We had some scantily clad women.
Yes.
I had a burlesque show going on.
Yeah. Hot chicks.
In
half
between,
naked.
In between the shows. Some of them were almost completely naked. But
very good.
Half in between the bands.
Topless with duct tape across their nippleitis. It was very nice.
Nippleitis.
Nippleitis.
It sounds like she's got a disease of the nipples.
The inflammation of the nipples.
Inflammation of the nipples. Nippleitis. Shout out to Dangerous D. Redness. Shout out to Dangerous D, the Dangerous D show. Check him out. Him and his buddy, was it TS? They're crazy fuckers, man. Dude ripped a Bible in half. The owner.
Oh, wait, no, not Jesus.
Don't do that again, please, because the owner was not happy. Shout out to Carl Crew. We don't do Bibles. That's not a good thing. So don't, defame or...
Let's just not rip Bibles in half. How about
decapitate
that?
Decapitate a Bible? I don't know. Just don't touch it. Yeah. And if you feel the need to decapitate a Bible, go in and look at half-naked women during the burlesque. You'll be fine.
Right.
You'll be fine. You'll calm down right after that. Then we had Cesar Cardona at 9 p.m. Fear was at 9:50. Mm-hmm. Satanic Johnny at 10:40. And Berserk was at 11:30.
Right.
Those last two bands I manage.
Good
nice,
show.
Nice.
Yeah, Satanic like Johnny and Berserk.
I feel like that's not the type of show you want to like promote to, you know, the church. I'm just saying with all those
Satanic Johnny.
My husband's an atheist. Whatever.
So it don't matter to me any other way. I don't give.
Looking right at him.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'm a virgin on that, fellas. We already
he
talked about
no
what
fucks.
That. Gives no fucks.
Yeah. Whatever. I just leave
it. It almost brings a smile to my safe face to see upside across. I'll be like,
I was raised very religious. So
me too.
Whatever. I just, what do you call it? Agnostic.
Ah.
Agnostic. I believe in a higher, I believe there is a possibility of a higher being and the other things out there, but I just don't know what it is.
You know, I appreciate that there's someone else who's agnostic because whenever I mention it, everyone's like, I have no idea. What? Don't you mean atheist?
No.
And I'm like, no. Something
different.
Atheist
believes in nothing. No higher being. No Satan, no heaven, no hell, no deities of any kind, nothing.
Yeah,
you
agnostic's
no
more,
belief.
Agnostic's I mean, more of the maybe.
Yeah,
probably.
Like there, it could, I can see it maybe possibly being a thing. You know, it just means that we believe in the possibility of it.
How about if I'm thinking, prove it?
Well, yeah, because you come from a more of a scientific mind versus, you know what I mean, the faith-based or, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is. If it's proven.
Yeah, I mean, but who the fuck can prove it? Are you shitting
God?
Okay, no. It doesn't work that way. This is not like... This is not like 90210 and one of their bushes catch on fire.
God, move you around.
Or Lindsay Lohan or any of those bush bitches. I don't know.
Bush bitches.
Or one of them chicks who's got the last name of Bush. I don't know. Their bushes went on fire, and that's all I know.
Their bushes on fire?
Their bushes
on fire.
They
need to go see the doctor.
Yes, I think so. They need a cream for that.
Do they have nippleitis?
Nippleitis. The nipples, nipples and the bush are on fire. Fire. Anyway.
That sounds like a radio show. Nipples in the bush.
It'd be a great movie. Let's make that a movie. How about you guys? What do you think? We'll make it a movie. Two nipples.
Well, I mean, have you seen your face? I'm pretty sure you're the bush.
And we're something in a bush and something. I don't know.
Two hands in the bush.
Something. A bird in the bush. I don't know. It's something. I don't know.
Well, they are freaky.
I always thought that was the stupidest fucking shit. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, we'll see. Saturday night, we had, Friday at the Pacifico Cantina, we had Rapscallion at 9 p.m., Gravity Lane at 10, and then 9-0 played the hits from the 90s from 11 to 1.
Yeah.
So Rapscallion is like a Primus tribute band. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love those guys. Cool. Gravity Lane, they're like grunge, but originals.
All right, cool.
They do their own stuff. So then that was a great show. Shout out to Pacifico Cantina. Shout out to Robert, owner. Thank you for having us as always. Let's see. Make sure to do shout outs to all the owners. Oh, let's see. Okay, so Saturday, Baz Francis played it with Magic with Magic 8 Ball at the Rose in Pasadena. They opened for Blind Melon. That was this last Saturday, May 25th. And then let's see.
Magic 8 Ball was excellent.
Yes. Oh, go see the Whiskey and Gun Club. They're going to be playing, before I forget, they're going to be playing at the Whiskey Go-Go. They're opening for LA Guns on Friday, June 14th. Nice. So go check out the Whiskey and Gun Club. A really good band. So go check them out and shout out to them. So go see that show. They're opening for, like I said, LA Guns. It's going to be a big show. And then head on over to the Rainbow Bar and Grill for Nick Foco's birthday. He does the Metal Mayhem Mondays and Metal Mayhem Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. And it will be his big birthday bash that whole week, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. But Friday especially, he's playing with his band Nightmare, which is an Alice Cooper tribute band. Fuck yeah. Ooh. So I'm very down for that. And I believe it's a free show.
Oh, I'm there. They're free.
So,
I'm in.
They're free. Yeah.
I believe, magic I word. Believe, I believe it's
the best word in the English
all
language.
All three nights are free shows. So go for it. I know I'm going over as soon as I see Whiskey and Gun Club play at the Whiskey. I'm going to head over to the Rainbow. Because
it's what, a 3-minute walk?
Be supportive of Nick and his birthday and him playing. I've been wanting to see his band play. So
okay.
Sunday night, May 26th, we had Petey's Plays. We had Nguyen at 8 p.m., Revelry Gang, 9 p.m., Hollywood Nightmare, 10 p.m., and Uncompliant, 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was a fucking amazing show. Every band, just as good as the next. They're fucking phenomenal. Shout out to all the bands. God, you were good. That was some good shit. I'm very, very pleased with Sunday night's show. At least production wise, maybe the turnout would have been cool to be better. But it's a Memorial Day weekend, and it's the day before Memorial Day.
Yeah, people are out of town already.
Everybody's gone. So fuck it. It is what it is.
It's always when no one's there that bands have the best shows.
Yeah. I know. Isn't it sad, though? Let's see. Last night, that's why I'm so fucking tired. What, the husband's tired. Everybody's tired. Poor Dave's tired. Everybody's tired.
Yeah, Dave's tired.
We ran shows last night. Let's see. I had my buddy Dave, Warrior Dave. He ran the show over at the 5-Star Bar. And that was last night. So you see, we had Soul Shaker was at 8 p.m. Cali Kush, 8:45. Wasted Ink at 9:30. Los Angeles Misfits, that's a Misfits tribute band, 10:15. And the Torrents played at 11. All really great bands. And then we also did a show. The hubby and I went over and did a show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Shout out again to Nick Foco of Metal Mayhem Tuesdays and Mondays. Another great show. Thank you so much for giving us the dates there. Wicked Star played at 10:30, the Sadistics at 11:30, and Ocelot at 12:30. Another fucking amazing show. We had this whole last week. It's just been crazy. Come on out this Sunday, June 2nd at the Five Star Bar. Can't believe it's already going to be fucking June. Jesus. Legions at 8:45. Anti-Hero at 9:30. Yes! Fallen Fury, 10:15.
Yes.
And Black Terror at 11:15.
Yes.
Night Full of Metal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to come get your metal on? Come on down.
Yeah, come down at the beginning of the show, man. Legions is good.
Let's see. Saturday, 6-8, Pacifico Cantina. We got Caesar Cardona, Prism, Art Disposal, and I'll get back to you with the last band. Art Disposal just gave me this name yesterday, and I didn't write it down yet, and my brain just went, anyway. Sunday, 6-9, June 9th, Petey's Place. We have Black Pearl Light at 8, mm-hmm. Legions at 9, mm-hmm. Fallen Fury at 10, and Seconds to Centuries at 11 p.m.
Okay.
Really another great show. That's going to be metal also. Wednesday, June 12th, CIA. Got the Bad Mofos. Los Angeles Misfits. Hidden Scars. And Delphic Sybil. So it's like a cross between like metal and punk. It's like all harder shit. So that's going to be cool. And so some really great shows. And we'll have La Love Burlesque will be back. Burlesque and Cabaret. They'll be back to dance. We'll have some other people performing. Maybe that TS dude. I'm just going to tell him no Bibles.
No Bible tearing.
No Bible tearing. No Bible thumping. No Bibles up your
butts. No Bible burnings.
No Bible burnings. No Bible. Anyway. We're here today with Liberty. Oh, I think you got a phone call. Hold on. Let's see. Hello. You're on the air with Jenny and with Liberty. What's up? Hello. What up, motherfucker? How you doing?
Who's calling in?
Numero uno is our buddy, the other Dave Navarro.
What's going on, brother?
Actually, negative. It's Xander Danes from the Xander Effect.
Okay, you tell it the way you want to. I'll tell it the way I want to. I'm just kidding. Xander Danes from the Xander Danes Effect. I just can't get used to calling you that, dude.
It's from the Xander Effect. But you know what?
Just kidding.
I have to go ahead and
go for it.
Redefine myself and rename everything.
I know. It's just I've known you as that name for goddamn 6 fucking years now, dude. I've known you forever. And
I figured I'd call in because this is the only way I could get a hold of you.
I'm sorry. I've been so busy. Did you just hear how many concerts I had this last week? I'm tired, dude. I'm tired. I'm tired, Xander.
Well, I just figured I'd call in and say hello, tell you how much I miss all of you.
I miss you.
He misses
you
too?
With
Liberty misses you too, Xander.
I also wanted to invite Miss Jenny to be a guest on my show one of these days.
No way.
You know, via Zoom.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, kind of go ahead and maybe have you maybe do a live via whatever concert you're at, you know, and just do kind of like a news report for my show on YouTube called The Xander Effect.
I could totally be down for that.
All right.
We should talk.
Anything for Xander Danes.
Thank you very much. Of course, I would be more than happy to plug your show as well.
I know. You used to be my co-host. Once upon a time.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind plugging my show real quick.
Go for it.
You guys can go ahead and check out The Xander Effect. Just type it in on YouTube. And we're trying to do a show every Sunday. And it's a pretty funny show. We talk about entertainment, sports, and video games.
Nice.
Okay. My type of show.
Three of my favorite subjects. Hell
exactly.
To the
That's
yes.
I decided to do it that way. And we're going to have a news correspondent. One of my buddies is going to be talking to, you know, giving his own little movie review via Washington, D.C., via Zoom. By the way, you guys should definitely download the Zoom app because it's a really cool app where you can do like a side-by-side picture picture by, you know, next to a picture, and you can record the whole conference. So you can record it and put it on whatever website you're on.
Nice. I love it.
So I'm going to leave you so you can continue your show. I just went ahead and stole a couple of minutes of your time.
Thank you.
And Jenny, I'll be more than happy to talk to you later on so we can go through, you know, some details of maybe you coming on the show and everything for a little bit. And
yes.
You guys just continue to have fun on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And go check out his show.
Xander Dane.
When is it every week again? When?
Well, it's sporadic.
Or just, okay, so be paying attention to his page so you can see.
It's every Sunday, but when I'm able to upload it, it's sporadic simply because it takes time to edit because I edit everything myself.
It
takes a little time to edit and get everything together, so it just depends on what time, you know, I start in the morning and what time I get the all show right. done and, you know, so on and so forth. So.
Well, pay attention on Sundays then. Watch
Actually,
him. Watch out.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Don't forget to hit the bell.
Subscribe and hit the bell on his YouTube channel.
You know, you'll be able to see when I upload all the new content.
Fuck yeah.
So.
Yeah. Tag me. Post something. Post something on my Facebook page and tag me and stuff. Like, you know.
I do all the time.
I know. Put some more stuff on there.
How often you're not on Facebook?
Feel free. Dude, okay. Yeah. I just posted like 20 things yesterday alone, but, you know, I'm never on there. Okay. Anyway.
Well, no, I'm saying because, you know, you're telling me to post on your Facebook and, you know, I'm like, I do.
I know you do. I see it. I read it. I share it.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, never mind. I stand corrected.
Just, you know, keep doing it. That's all I'm saying. Keep doing it.
I always do. Well, you guys have a great show, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Okie dokie.
All right.
I got you.
All right, Dave. Xander Dane.
Bye, Xander Dane. Fun, 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 fun. Jackass. I've known that motherfucker forever. All right. Anyway, let's talk to With Liberty about their band. So how long you guys been together?
As With Liberty, we're going up on 3 years now.
Yeah.
Nice.
3 years in June.
And have you,
almost June.
Sweet. Yeah. Have you always played punk, or have you tried other stuff, or?
As With Liberty, it's always been punk.
Okay.
But we were in the metal band before this.
Okay.
I was a drummer. He's still on bass. Nothing's changed there.
Yeah. We were in a metal band called Dark Mercenary from like 2009 to like 2012.
Yeah, something
damn,
like that.
Okay.
Around there.
Yeah.
And then you took a hiatus for a while and then started doing this one?
Yeah.
Separate bands, and then we eventually came back together.
Yeah. That way I went on my own direction. He went on his own direction. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
We just worked better together, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys like related or anything? She looked like you could be related.
We are.
We're twins separated by 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twins separated by 6 years. Most people always give that like, yeah, what?
They're brothers.
We're
anyway.
Brothers. There you
go. For all those slack jawed yokels out there, they went,
what are you talking about?
You know, we just answered your question. They're
That's
brothers.
A long time to be pregnant.
That's a really long time to push that second one out. That's fucking labor pains, I tell you. Holy shit.
I'm lazy, man. I don't want to get up anywhere. It's just like, I'm bad out of the womb, man.
Fuck it. I stared at the floor instead of making my girlfriend move over.
Shout out to her who's listening. I swear I didn't tell that story.
I was telling him when you get old, like me and the husband, he'll just be like, move the fuck over. And he just rolls me till I'm in my spot, and then that's it. I just grew to know not to sleep on his side of the bed. I'm more comfortable on my side anyway.
Game pushed around at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Just like, get off of me. It's hot. It's summer.
I have menopause. Anyway. No, the complaints of old people. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's always been punk.
You know, feel nice to, you know, to be young still. Keep going what you're doing. So you said you're what, 22?
I am 22.
Okay, yep. And you said it makes you 28. Yeah. Nice. Have you always been close? I mean, you obviously play in bands together and stuff.
Not sure. Always.
I don't know.
That's what the hiatus was for, huh?
I guess. Yeah,
yeah, technically, yeah, actually. You know.
We're going to play in separate bands so we don't kill each other.
I mean, that was a little brother who wanted to, you know, look up to his older brother. He's like, hey, I'm going to go here. Can I go? Hey, I'm doing this. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm playing this. Can I play that? I was the annoying little brother. I openly admit it.
He was a leech.
I got a sister that's 5 years younger, so I know. Yeah. She was always kind of like, can I tag along? You know, me and my friend wanted to go do shit. Yep. And she wanted to go on for a ride in the car with us. I'm like, fuck no.
Yep, that was
me. You can stay home. You know? You can stay home. Bye.
See, well, he didn't invite me and be in the band until they needed a drummer. They're like, hey, you know the songs. You always go to every show because you bug.
And I would see him air drumming at every practice. Like, you know the parts. I mean, you gotta know the parts.
I'm just saying, it's weird to air bass randomly at like the Whiskey A Go-Go. Just be like, yeah, I'm going to nail this bass part. It's just weird, all right?
Guitar is one thing, drums are another, but bass just seems so strange.
Yeah, it that just seems true. A little off.
Looks like you're twiddling your girlfriend. Who's standing behind you? No. Ding, 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 ding. No, what? Wrong. I'm sorry. That's how you know I'm really tired to talk about fucked up shit. Oh, wait, I do that when I'm not high. Okay. High. Wait, tired. Something.
Tired. Something.
Whatever. So who primarily writes the songs for your band? Or do you guys kind of do a little bit of...
I was going to say like it's
half and half.
Yeah, I was going to say about 50-50, honestly. Okay. Usually we'll come in with like one riff, be like, hey, does this sound good? No. Hey, does this sound good? No. Hey, does that sound good? Like the last 20 seconds of that sounded really good.
Yeah.
Just work on that. It's like, oh, okay. So we'll go away, kind of work on it, come back. Hey, how about this? All right, we could work with that. And then we'll start building from there. So it's usually 50-50, though.
So you do both on the music,
yeah.
And then what about the lyrics? So you both
same
thing, 50-50.
Okay, but like, no, don't talk about that right now. In that, no, I don't like that. No, put that over here.
We've yet to run into that issue where we, I guess, tell each other no on lyrics. But
my thing is, if you're passionate about like the lyrics on the song, you're like, no, I want to talk about this. I'm like, yeah, go for it. If you have something to say, say it. It's always better to say something worth saying than saying just BS.
Right.
No one caring.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hate it when,
I got a voice.
What's that?
Exactly.
I shave my face with some mace in the dark, saving all my food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Does that really sound like something? You know what the fuck's going on?
No. I was what? So.
Thank you, Beck. I love you. Hey, I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Oh, okay.
It's one of the stupidest, most random fucking things you could ever say in a goddamn song. Like, he's got another song where he talks about, I know, I love the fucking song, but I don't know what the hell it's about. Yeah. I just laugh going like, I understand the loser part, but what the fuck is the rest of that going on? You know, drive-by body piercing?
What?
Drive-by body piercings. What? Piercing or something like that. And I'm like, How do you that's part of that song. Oh. Like, how do you drive by and do body piercing
someone
on
someone? Just holds up a needle, you stick your head out the window, and just go right through. Bah, there you go.
I was thinking way more homicidal, just nail guns.
Oh, Jesus.
Drive by piercing. I guess, yeah, if you want to go morbid, totally dark, you could. I love horror. So
oh, there you go.
Shout out to Stephen King.
Shout out to Stephen King, seriously.
My favorite author in the whole world. And not just because I come from Maine. I don't like all things from Maine. I hate lobster.
Really?
Good.
Even though it never did anything personally to me, I still don't like it.
Weird. I feel like you're the first person to openly just hate lobster. I know people are just like, it's
just don't
whatever.
Like the taste of it. It's just kind of, ugh.
Interesting.
Weird. But I like crab. Like
crab
meat.
So you want to go grab crab after this? Because I'm in.
As long as we're not grabbing crabs. Okay.
Yeah, let's not do that. No.
Crab is okay, just not crabs. Yeah, I don't want plural.
And
he's got nippleitis.
It all comes back to bushes on fire.
Bushes on fire and nippleitis.
And nippleitis.
Bushes on fire. Remember that song? This girl is on fire.
Oh yeah.
That sounds like a homicidal song right there. It's like you just set some bitch on fire. This girl is on fire. It's just not good.
Poor girl.
It's not good. Poor girl. Sounds like a personal problem, huh, Dave?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. I want to play a song. What do we want to play? We got 4 songs loaded up.
That's like 2 minutes worth of music.
I kind of noticed each song was only like two and a half to three-ish, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it won't take us long. See, we can just play a song, couple minutes, play a song, talk a couple minutes, play a song.
Perfect. We can do that. That's basically our live show.
That's basically your set.
Yeah, we have 45 minutes.
If you've never seen these guys play at a show, they played a show for us at the 5-Star Bar back a couple months ago, and they were just fucking phenomenal. They're crazy. Fucking crazy. This dude on a fucking goddamn... Guys, we're on a fucking... have you ever been to the 5-Star Bar? The seats there aren't like normal seats, like sitting like this level. It's like a stool seat.
They're adult high chairs.
Yeah, it's like adult high chairs.
Adult high chairs.
You know, all those fucking bars and bistros and all that trendy shit. All those places want to have all that. High seats, super high chairs. And I kind of get it now from a standpoint of view of a bar setting. I watched that show. What's that? John Taffert.
Bar Rescue.
I watched that. And there's a reason for it. It's to elevate the people up high enough to where they can watch the bands.
Okay.
Or see the entertainment or see the menu or see whatever. You're up over, you're kind of seated in a better position. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I thought people just like dangling their feet.
So they're just swinging their feet. Yeah.
Have you ever been like super wasted and just like dangling your feet? You could be there for like 10 minutes just staring like this is
just
awesome.
Like a kid.
Reminds me of Lily Tomlin on Laugh-In kind of shit. Old school. Like she's sitting in a big giant rocking chair.
Oh, God. Place. You're going way back. How old were you? You was a toddler.
Yeah. No, I watched that shit when I got older, though. Like I like just funny old shit.
Because I was a kid. I was like, you going back.
Artie Johnson. Like crazy shit. I just watched like the
wouldn't
old
Goldie
school.
Wouldn't Goldie Hawn on it
yes,
also?
Yes, that's where she got
she
her start.
Was really young.
I think it's one of the places she got her start was on Laugh-In. But I just like that old school stuff. Like they show it on like TV Land all this shit. They bring retro shit like old school like AMC for really old people.
I
like Breaking Bad though.
Oh, Breaking Bad is great.
Yeah. Better Call Saul.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
You want to get bailed out of prison?
Better Call Saul.
Why didn't they continue that show? God.
No, I thought it was still going. They just.
Oh, I hope so.
I thought it got canceled.
Oh, really?
I thought it
was just the
God, I hope not, because they left it really up in the fucking air.
That's what we've
been
saying.
I'm going to slap the shit out of those motherfuckers. You better bring it back.
Hashtag bring back
AMC, motherfucker. You better bring back Dexter. You better bring... No, I was kidding. Anyway, what song are we going to play?
What songs did you get?
We got Time, State of the Art, I Don't Care, and Groundhog, it looks like.
Groundhog, Deja Vu.
Let's do Groundhog for the people at work.
Yeah.
Groundhog. Wait, it's not February anymore. Can he still see his shadow?
It's Bill Murray.
Yeah, right.
Seriously. Groundhog Day.
I fucking love that movie. Anyway, here we go. Groundhog. That's the whole name of the song?
Groundhog Deja Vu.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, this is With Liberty. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Take this job and shove it.
Again,
day of work I cannot miss.
Again.
Say shoes and pants and shirts and ties.
Again.
That feeling that I'd rather die.
Again.
Every day it's just the same. It's Deja Vu, my God, I drink. Every day I saw my name. It's Deja Vu, my God, I drink. Boss at work, he's talking shit.
Again.
I need this job, I cannot quit.
Again.
My workplace is a prison cell.
Again.
Day in, day out of living hell.
That was badass. I like that. I like how you How you end that?
Yeah. Are we gonna play again?
I liked how you played that. That was awesome. Let's see what I'm gonna play next.
Let's go with Time because it's the only song we have on Spotify for now.
Gentlemen, you need to get to more of that shit uploaded.
Yeah.
You need to have all your
We're still waiting for our demo to get mixed from one of our guys up in Fresno. Okay.
Fresno.
Shout out to Fresno.
In the mountains where they have no internet.
Really?
Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, no, but Jesus. Then how does he get all your shit done?
Exactly.
We have to go there.
Oh, it's a 4-hour God. Trip. Really?
Yeah. So
he's the only one who can do your stuff?
No.
He's the only guy we trusted for a while.
Yeah.
So okay. Now we're looking. So
I got you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, we go to his house 3 days, just hang out, record.
It's like cabin fever up there.
Seriously.
Really?
Everyone but it's thinks, awesome, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. I absolutely love it. That and me and Ed's. Shout out to me and Ed's restaurant.
Ed's restaurant and
their
Fresno.
Wings are absolutely amazing. So if you ever go to Fresno, me and Ed's.
I highly recommend Ed's.
Me and Ed's. Me and Ed's. Oof. You get like a dozen wings for like $8, which is a steal.
Right.
I wish I even knew where Fresno was.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours that way, I think. Probably.
I've lived in California at this time for like a little over 7 years.
Wow.
And I just know like the way to Vegas.
That's all you
need. The Valley.
Yeah.
LA. I can get to San Diego. Right. I can get to like Fullerton and Santa Ana and other places like that. But like as far as anything else, like
going up north.
Southern California,
yeah.
I guess,
SoCal.
Is pretty much kind of.
Yeah.
And I've only been to San Diego like twice ever. Like
me too.
Just, you know what I mean? I've been to Vegas more times than I've been just down that way.
Yeah. See, most of the time people go to San Diego because they're going to Mexico.
Yeah,
never been to Mexico.
Never been to Mexico. Wow, no.
Been to Canada a few times.
Oh,
I'm from northern Maine.
Yeah.
I like northern Maine. Up literally, my parents live like maybe less than a mile, maybe a mile from the border. Maybe,
Jesus.
Maybe I grew up maybe 3/4 of a mile from the border. Most, you know. When
I've
I was
been
growing
in the
up.
Valley for God, how long? 22 years, something like that.
Yeah,
I like the valley. I love the valley
yeah,
though.
The valley's nice.
I really do. It's probably one of my favorite parts of the like LA like greater LA area,
except for summer. Summer's
summer can be quite a bitch up here though.
No,
it's either really freezing at night or it's really really hot as fuck during the day, like 100 and something. You just die if you don't have air conditioning. You're in the valley,
you're
San Fernando Valley or anything like. There's other valleys that are worse though. You know what I mean? Like San Fernando Valley is bad enough, but some of the other valleys are even worse. I'm like, fuck
that.
We're
not a desert.
True.
It could be worse.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Worse, Like, I just like complaining about
that. Somebody finds you.
Cold or
somebody
hot.
Somebody finds you completely shriveled up like a prune in your backyard. You're like,
help, please.
You look like the Crypt Keeper. But not, you know, well, he's not alive, but you know what I'm saying.
Neither are you.
Exactly. You're like, well, he's animated. He can talk. Anyway, let's go with Time by With Liberty on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Flun, 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 flun.
Sound good thing.
Cry now, just thoughts of death. Lock them up in melody. That makes it Bay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
In proud association with Grindr and J-Date, this is Magic 8-Ball.
And you are listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and
iHeartRadio and Pornhub.
And J-Grindr.
That's Francis.
And Nick Eberstein.
And we are Magic 8-Ball.
And you are listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block
on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1,
and iHeartRadio. I still...
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
It was some of our buddies there. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Allison Cohen from Mel Bay Mayhem, MBM Music LLC. If you want to take your music and your band to the next level, go to MBM Music LLC and she will help you get more promoted, and you know, she'll get you media coverage and on some different things, you know, so, which is great. She really helps. She does full spread. Plus she's clothing, a metal clothing and jewelry designer, and she also is a rock journalist for different publications.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna call her, but you know, I have pink shirts, so I don't think that classifies as metal apparel. I could be wrong though.
Well, I don't think she necessarily just metal though. MBM Music is more like different styles of music. I don't think for that one it's necessarily metal. Yeah. So, let's see. And we've had some good shows this last week. Got some more shows coming up. You guys playing anywhere soon? I saw that you had a bunch of concerts. Where are we playing?
We're playing at the Scotland.
Oh, damn. Duh. That might help.
We're back.
Where are you guys playing?
We're playing at the Scotland Yard pub in Canoga on May 31st.
Okay, that's where Sunday. That's located. All right.
Yeah, Canoga. On Sherman Way next to, or what was the Cobalt Cafe.
Rest in peace, Cobalt Cafe.
Oh, Cobalt. Damn. Yeah. Okay.
And Sunday, June 9th, we're playing in Lancaster with MDC, Public Nuisance, and a whole bunch of other aggro bands.
That's going to be a fun show.
Aggro punk bands. Very excited. At the American Legion. Yeah.
Nice. What's an aggro band?
Oh, just aggressive.
Aggressive.
Just okay. They're aggro. Yeah. Like, they're chest-beating hardcore punk people.
Yeah, the kind that we would like to do a mosh pit with.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I love mosh pits.
Which is weird because we always come off, like, our music always comes off aggressive and we're always just, like, yelling our heart at them. People are like, you're so extreme, but it's like...
She's like, hi, how's it
going?
In
between, it's just, like, stand-up bits.
Yeah, bad jokes.
Marco's all in pink, looking like Pepto-Bismol on stage. It's fine.
Okay, so let's introduce you, by the way, your name, right, so people actually know, like, who you are, not just with Liberty, like, who you actually are, and obviously what you play, you know, instruments you play.
I'm Joey Garcia. I play bass, and I sing, I think.
He thinks.
I think it's singing. You just kind of, okay. It's kind of a lot of yelling.
You just yell the words really loud, and there happens to be a microphone in front of you.
Sometimes not even.
Yeah, sometimes not
when
even.
When we do acoustic shows, acoustic punk shows, I don't need the mic.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
It's happened
that
more
would
than
be very interesting.
Four or five times.
It is so much fun to see people trying to get into a mosh pit at an acoustic show.
At an acoustic
really?
Show.
Yeah, because we tend to cover a SpongeBob song in our acoustic.
Interesting. Yeah, I know you're SpongeBob. I love that. Yeah.
So just seeing people go crazy over a SpongeBob song.
I fucking love SpongeBob.
Is the same.
I love the song. I love the fucking show. I love the movies.
Yes.
God, I love the movies.
I'm all in SpongeBob. I love SpongeBob.
I think I liked SpongeBob more than my children. In fact, I still like SpongeBob, and I don't think either one of my children like it. They grew out of it, and I stayed right there. And it was not during, and it was not
episodes,
and it was not during my era of growing up at all.
You were full grown.
Oh, way full grown. I was like later, like late 20s or some shit, probably when that shit come out.
Oh yeah, maybe. It's been around that long.
Been around since the 90s.
Yeah,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
I think 20 years.
I think
98 or something. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Jesus,
I was just having my first child when that thing came out.
I was one.
Shout out to Chance. My son is barely younger than you.
Oh, there you go.
He'll be 21 in August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then my daughter.
Chance,
my
stop calling during the show.
Yes, shout out to Chance DeVoe, and shout out to my daughter Samantha Bailey, whose birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday! Ooh,
happy birthday! She's 16 now.
Ooh.
Her father better beware. Be careful. Tag, you're it.
Who are you?
I raised her for the first 13. Anyway.
My name is Marco, also known as M6, which stands for Mrs. Mighty Morphin Macho Man Marco, which I make him say every night.
Every show.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Exactly.
It's Power Rangers and Macho Man all together. Yeah.
Basically, cartoons and wrestling, which is
I love me. Macho Man.
Love
is
Macho
it, we talking about Randy Savage?
Randy Savage. Absolutely.
I love Macho Man, damn. Randy Savage. Love wrestling. Love wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get it from the
gonna
gut.
Gonna snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about that.
And that was female doing that, mind you. Yeah. Anyway.
Rest in peace, Macho Man.
I know. I love him.
Also known as Bonesaw in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 1, Sam Raimi. Best
I love
ever.
Fucking Sam Raimi.
Sam Raimi.
God, I love that. And he has brother Bruce Campbell. Oh. No, it's not his brother. His brother is his brother was in Darkman, actually. Sam Raimi's brother. He's got Ted Raimi.
Ted Raimi.
Ted Raimi played Joxer in Hercules, I think. And what do you call it? When Xena Warrior Princess? You know that was a Sam Raimi production, right?
I did not know. Xena
Warrior Princess and Hercules, I believe, all had to do with Sam Raimi. And then he also did, they did Sequest. And Ted Raimi was in Sequest. I shouldn't know all these things.
I was going to say, I'm learning more movie facts here than I did on the studio tour at Universal.
I fucking love Sam Raimi. Evil Dead, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. Jesus Christ, who could fucking not like? And Bruce Campbell.
Shout out to Sam Raimi, who's probably listening.
Shout out to Bruce Campbell. Shout out to all you motherfuckers. Man, I would love for them to be listening to
my stuff. I learned about
Bruce
Campbell later.
I'm going to go hashtag Bruce Campbell.
Going back and watching Spider-Man 1. He's the asshole usher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he's the dick who won't let him in. Won't let him in. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Groovy.
Fucking asshole. Groovy. All right. Groovy. We got two more songs to play. We got the last two. Let's play them. Which one? Which order you want to play them in?
Let's do I Don't Care. Oh, you want to do State?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do State.
Okay, so we're going to do a back-to-back.
Our longest song at like 3 minutes.
Courtesy of With Liberty. We got a back-to-back. We got State of the Art and then I Don't Care. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
A dream not worth the time. A call to fool the blind. except for the rhyme. What the state of the art is on the decline. A dream not worth the time. A call to fool the blind. The reset for the rhyme. What the state of the art is on the decline.
I Don't Care by With Liberty. Take it away, boys. Maybe we'll see on that one. I might do that on one of the floors,
honestly,
or each floor. Maybe I'll do that on each floor. Ooh. All right, we're back. What's up? We've been here today with Liberty. Thank you so much. With Liberty.
Sorry for the name.
With.
That's always the worst part about this.
Yeah.
With. Anyway.
Before we established ourselves, when we would like send out our shows to LA Weekly when they used to accept them. Because of our name, they would always put like headliner band W/Liberty. Everyone thought our name was Liberty because it would put.
Weird. Oh, I got you. Yeah.
And I was like,
that's crazy.
That sucks.
So you guys are Liberty. Sure. You know what? Yeah.
Well, I got one thing to say to you.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm going to get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, you're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. All right. Hope you get lucky, too.
My Aunt Rose, she's a crazy bitch. Atlantic City. Man. Anyway. It's hard driving her to the casinos, though. She bitches too much.
Somehow she swerves, and she's the passenger.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's a work in progress. It's one of my characters I'm developing. Anyway. So, thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We've been not with, with Liberty. I'm just kidding. With Liberty. I don't know. Anyway, it's with Liberty. We have been here today with them in the studio. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting the world hear your amazing music. And we really appreciate you and the hard work you do. Keep doing all your shows. Let everybody know real quick where they can find you on social media. And websites, things like that.
At With Liberty Band
on everything.
On fucking
everywhere.
Everything, literally.
Instagram,
Twitter, Facebook.
Farmers Only, J-Date. Yeah.
Pornhub. Pornhub with Liberty Band.
Liberty Band. We are not responsible for you going blind after watching it. I'm just warning you now. You really don't want to go there.
If you want to go to one of their shows, go see them. Go to all their social media pages. You can find a list of their concerts. You can also find it listed on our pages. Go check them out. They put on a really amazing show. I mean, they stand on fucking
ladders.
You know, adult high chairs. They stand on adult high chairs and sing to you and perform for you. So.
You deserve it. You paid to be there. You deserve
yes.
to be
they,
in it.
They put on a legitimate show. So go check them out, please. And when's your next show again? Just let them know.
May 31st at the Scotland Yard and June 9th at Lancaster. American
Fuck yeah. Go check them out.
See, he's a smart. He knows all like the plugs and stuff. I look pretty sometimes. Hey, how's it going?
All right.
The face for radio.
I want to thank all of you for tuning in and watching this episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. We appreciate you. This has been Jenny and the Muse, Silent Giggles, With Liberty, and Warrior Dave. Shout out. Peace out. We'll be back next week with Connie Grandma. She is a shout out to... Desiree Duffy from Books That Make You and Black Chateau. It's an author that she brought to us from Russia. So next week, and then we'll have some glitter trash with Jenna James Mullins. All right. Shout out next week. Bye.
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 Right.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.